In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I'm going to tell a joke that I've told before, so laugh anyway. Okay? There was this priest in a church, and he was rather upset one day, and he went to the senior warden, and he said, "Someone has stolen my umbrella from the church." See, Jennifer knows it. She's already telling me to stop. So, and the senior warden said, "Well, why don't you give a sermon on the Ten Commandments, and you can really hit home about how thou shalt not steal." And the priest said, "That's a really good idea." So that Sunday, he gave a sermon on the Ten Commandments, and he started. It was a really fiery, passionate sermon. And he started off with, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind." And he started going through each of the commandments and preaching on each and every one of them. And then suddenly, he stopped. Got flustered for a second, went, picked up his prayer book and said, "We will now affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed." And after the service, the senior warden came to him and said, "I thought you were going to preach on the Ten Commandments and really hit home about thou shalt not steal, because someone had stolen your umbrella." And he said, "Well, I got to thou shalt not commit adultery, and I remembered where I left my umbrella." Now, I've lost a lot of things. I've never lost an umbrella. I've never lost an umbrella, I promise. Okay? Never lost an umbrella. Lost a lot of things. But I've always been struck by our gospel lesson today. The passage where Mary and Joseph lose Jesus. Now, whenever Jennifer and I, we've traveled to large cities and we've had the kids with us, we've always said, "You're going to hold our hand, you're going to stay right next to us, you're not going to leave, blah, blah, blah." We've never lost the kids in a major American city, okay? We'll talk about that later. But we'll talk about that later. The deal is, Jesus is misplaced. His parents have lost him somehow, and I never understood how it is that they could have left Jerusalem without their kid, right? That seems like an important thing that you would take along with. You know, honestly, the inspiration for Home Alone came from this passage. I had to. I was doing some research this week on how it is that they could have possibly have lost him. And it turns out a lot of ink has been spilled. And I've read several different scenarios where people have laid forth. And I think what I'm about to tell you is the most likely. In the Middle East, even to this day, things are segregated. Men and women do different things. Okay, you do everything separately, as a matter of fact. Even to this day, you would have back then as well. So women and children would have traveled together. Men would have traveled in their own group. Everybody is going to Passover from within a certain distance around Jerusalem. So the entire town of Nazareth is going to be going to Jerusalem. So all their friends and relatives are going to be together for the Passover feast in Jerusalem. And as they go to leave, the women and children will leave first. They have their own group, and they start going ahead, and the men follow behind. Now, Jesus is 12 years old, and it's interesting in that society, even to this day, at about the age of 13, you become a man. So, at the age of 12, Jesus would have been in a sort of in-between stage. Jesus could have traveled with his mother and all the other kids, or he would have had the option to tag along with his dad and all the men. So, in that scenario, Mom thought that Dad had him. Dad thought that Mom had him. And really, nobody had him. So they were hunting all over the place. And this is another part of the story that I always find fascinating. They wind up at the temple. I wonder if they didn't show up at the temple to look for him or pray for him. I can't figure out which one it is. But they show up at the temple, and he's there. And they say to him, Mary says to him, "Why did you treat us like this?" I mean, I can see a mother's hysteria going on. And then Jesus says something that would have gotten my mouth smacked clear off me, right? "Of course I'm going to be here. Why wouldn't I be here?" he essentially says. I would not have gotten away with that. But Jesus apparently does. And we are left with this idea that Jesus, at the age of 12, is already a tremendous scholar. You know, it's actually a beautiful thought, and if you've never noticed, and I hope you do, we have a window depicting it right back here. I don't think I've ever seen another stained glass window that depicts 12-year-old Jesus in the temple. Everybody's turned around. Take a closer look later. You know, it's striking, and I want to say, well, I would never lose Jesus. I would never lose Jesus, right? Son of God, like, you think you'd pay pretty close attention to that. But the reality is, I, in fact, in my life, have lost Jesus several times, many times, as a matter of fact. It's interesting to note, Jesus has never lost me. But I have lost track of Jesus many a time. It's whenever I think we are busiest in our life that we tend to assume that Jesus is tagging along, when in fact, we've left him behind. We haven't forgotten. It's just that everything that he said or done or did in our lives kind of gets pushed on the back burner. We assume he's coming along, but we haven't really tended to that relationship, haven't really looked to see if he's there, haven't actually reached out to hold his hand. Busyness will do it. Carelessness will do it. I think that the world around us actually wants us to lose Jesus, wants us to be more stuck with material objects, wants us to fill that void in our lives with things that aren't God. Our job, my brothers and sisters, as Christians, is to keep looking back, making sure that we haven't left Jesus behind. Make sure that we can still remember what it is that he has taught us, shown us, how to love and how to care for those around us, how to love ourselves, how to love God more than anything else, how to put the needs of others ahead of our own, how to truly and rightly live as witnesses for God in this broken and hurting world. How do we do that? The easiest way, the best way to do that, I think, is exactly what Mary and Joseph did. You come to the temple. You come to church. You come to times of prayer throughout the week. You take time to put God in your life. If you keep pulling him forward towards you, you're never going to outpace him. He's never lost you. My brothers and sisters, please, take the time for your souls that you never lose him. But whenever he does start to fall back, whenever you realize that perhaps you've let go of his hand, whenever you think that maybe you've left him somewhere, you can always go and search. You can always turn around. You can always find him if you but try. This Christmas season, we celebrate the fact that Christ came into the world. Let us celebrate now the fact that in seeking, we might find that most perfect gift of Christmas. Amen.